Hi, welcome back to the next episode of Developing for Surface Dial. And in this episode, we're going to create a custom menu. So let's just quickly remind ourselves as to what Dial is. It's this beautiful little cylindrical object that acts as a button and that you can rotate. And it can do different things for you depending on your application. We've talked about in the last two episodes the considerations that we should take when we're developing for Surface Dial, and let's just quickly run through those. It is a non-dominant hand control. You use it in the hand that you don't use as your main control hand. So if you're writing with your left hand, you'd use the dial with your right hand. If you're writing with your right hand, you'd use the dial with your left hand. And because of that, we need to think about handedness. We need to think about which side of the dial menu we should display things and what we should do with the context of where we are and the dial interacting if you're right-handed versus left-handed. We should also keep the interface very simple, so we should think about how we maintain a very simple interface and don't lose the customer through a set of complex menus that they have to drill through to get to the place they want to get to. You want to really keep things to, I would say, a maximum of two levels of menu, top level menu and maybe one menu down. And along those lines, you want to think about how then you make the dial menu contextually aware. So as you move between areas of your application, maybe the dial does different things and has different features that it can light up or work with. Think about the fact that as you rotate the dial, you can feel little clicks in your fingers. So that haptic feedback can be used. And of course, you can switch it off, but you can use it to understand or help the customer understand where they are as they're controlling their application or aspects of their application with the dial. And finally, remember, we should always maintain the operating system controls. So as we build out the R applications, we should maintain the volume control, the scroll control, so that a customer that's moving between applications has a consistency of experience as they move from one application to another. They can still control the background music that's playing on their PC, for example. So in the previous tutorials, we added ink support, which was very, very simple to do. And in the last tutorial, we created a custom menu item. In this tutorial, we're going to build a custom menu, and we're going to change the way that the appearance of the circle that appears around the dial will look. So let's go ahead, let's build some code to do that. Let's go to Visual Studio, and I'm actually starting from the previous tutorial. But I'll talk through the different aspects of it. So if you haven't watched it, you should be able to pick up quite quickly what we've done there. So we'll start off with, this is a very vanilla UWP application. And I'm going to add a canvas to it that we can draw on for adding our dial menu, our new custom dial menu to the screen. So I'm going to add a dial canvas to the grid. Let's now go to the code behind, and you'll see that we already have a bunch of code from the second tutorial. Remember, in the second tutorial, we created a radial controller object, and we set it up so that we could start with some default operating system level menu items. And then we added a new menu item. So we created the radial controller. We created a new menu item that we added to the radial controller here. So we then used that to change the background color. What we're going to do now is we're going to use that to trigger a new menu to be displayed. And that menu will display, well, in this example, it's going to display an ellipse. So let's create that ellipse. And we'll call it the dial ellipse, because that seems like a good name for it. And we're going to reuse that same menu item that we added before, and we'll get it to do something slightly different this time. So I actually don't really care so much about the rotation changed anymore, so we can take out that event handler. But what we do want to know is when the dial is placed on the screen, moved around the screen, and removed from the screen. And there are these screen contact events that we can grab and handle and work with. So let's add those. So started, continued means it's carrying on, maybe it's moved, we can get an updated location. And ended, of course, means that it's been removed from the screen, and we therefore want to remove our menu item. So I'm actually not going to do anything in the invoked handler right now. We don't need to do anything. It's just going to trigger the fact that we have invoked our menu, and then it will start sending us the contact events for us to start working with. So the first thing we want to do is when the dial goes down onto the screen and is placed on the screen, we want to draw our ellipse. So let's create, if an ellipse doesn't exist, let's create a new ellipse. And we will add it to the dial canvas. Now we need to position it where the dial is, and we need to push it so that it, or draw it, render it so that it displays itself around the dial if it's placed directly on the screen. So I'm just going to give it a width and height, and then we're going to fill it with a color. So we'll make a nice green ellipse to display on the screen. We could change its opacity, so maybe you could see what's underneath it a little bit as well. And that could be useful. And then we need to position it. So we set the left of the dial ellipse, and this is the great thing about a canvas. And we'll do the args, so the radial controller screen contact event args give us the position of the dial when it's contacted the screen. So that's the contact position. Nicely named, X. Now that's the center place, or the center point of the dial, and we want our ellipse to be around it, so we'll do that. And then we're going to do something almost the same for the top. Except, of course, for the top, we want the Y position. And then we want to make sure it's visible. So we'll say dial ellipse dot visibility equals visible. Great. So we've added a dial menu, a custom menu, an ellipse to the screen at this point. And now what we need to do is, as it moves around, we want to track it and make sure that it stays in the right place. So we're going to grab this two lines of code that we want, and here, when the screen contact continues, we can say if null not equal to ellipse. So if we have not that ellipse, our dial ellipse, if we have a dial ellipse, we want to set its position to the correct position. And then when the screen contact finishes, if we have an ellipse, we will set its visibility to collapsed. And that's pretty straightforward. So we now have the ability to add a new custom menu. In our scenario here, it's very simple. It's just an ellipse. But of course, in your code, you would probably make that a control or something like that. And then if I pick up the dial and place it on the screen, first thing you should notice actually is that because I'm left-handed, I use the dial with my right hand, and the menu appears to face me. So as I scroll around, I can see the menu. It's on the left-hand side of the dial because I'm using it with my right hand. If I select that item, the demo item, and I place the dial down, you can see I have my custom, my amazing green custom menu. Now, of course, here you would probably build some kind of control that would receive dial input as well. So that control then could receive the rotation, other aspects of the dial. But you can see it's pretty straightforward to track where the dial is and draw something in a location to represent the dial on the screen. Okay, so let's go and have a look at the big demo that we looked at in the first episode and see how this all can be used to hang together. So let's bring up the Hello Dial demo app. And if you remember what we did in the first episode was we added an ink canvas and an ink toolbar, which let us use the dial to select pen color and select pen thickness so that we could draw and change the pen thickness as we moved around. Now, actually, something I didn't show you on that first one because we weren't talking about on-screen at the time was how the ruler works with the dial when you have an on-screen experience. And this is kind of cool. So I can move the ruler around using the dial and then, of course, use the ruler to draw a line as well. But the ruler follows the dial on the inking experience when you add an ink canvas and an ink toolbar. And then in the second exercise, or second episode, we created the ability to have a custom menu item that could do something. Now, in our code, we just changed the screen background color. Here, we're going to change the picture that's being selected. And we're using haptic feedback so that every time I change a picture, I get a little click in my finger, which is kind of cool. And then in the code that we just built, we created a custom menu altogether. So as we select that new menu item and then place down on the screen, we can rotate. And here I'm actually rotating a control. And the code for this will become available. We'll post a link to it so that you can grab the code for this. But this is a custom control, and this control takes advantage of the fact that I'm left-handed and shows the picker here on the left-hand side of the dial. And if I was right-handed, it would show it on the right-hand side of the dial. So that was the demo application, and we've built out each of the components of that application. Great. So let's go back to the slides and review what we've done there. So to create a custom menu, we added a custom menu item, same as that second tutorial, the one we did last time. And then we added the screen contact handlers. So for screen contact started, screen contact continued, and screen contact ended. And we used those to draw, move, and hide something on the screen. And we handled then up to us at that point to start handling the interactions and use that to control our new custom menu. So very straightforward. We added a nice simple menu, in our example, just an ellipse, but it could be any kind of control you want to build to the screen as we place the device down on the screen, as we place the dial down on the screen. There's a bunch more information available for you in the Windows Wheel interaction documentation on Microsoft.com. Really look forward to seeing what you're going to build with Dial. I think there's a huge number of opportunities to build some very cool things with this new Wheel device. And the Surface Dial seems to represent a new mechanism for interacting. Thank you very much for joining us. I hope to see you again soon.